Hey everyone, welcome back to Daily Lift, small wins for motivation, your daily dose of inspiration and real talk. I'm Jessica Lane, and let me tell you, sometimes even I need a little lift, especially on Sundays. You know that feeling when the weekend's winding down, and Monday looms like a giant? Well, maybe not a giant, but definitely a thing you need to face. That's why today we're talking about something super important. Self-care Sunday. No, it's not just about face masks and bubble baths, though those are awesome. It's about prioritizing your mental health. Because listen, taking care of your mind is non-negotiable, like brushing your teeth, but way more rewarding. Now, self-care can look different for everyone. Maybe it's a long walk in nature, curling up with a good book, or finally tackling that project you've been putting off. But the key here is intentionality. It's about consciously choosing activities that nourish your soul and recharge your batteries. Think of it like this. Your phone needs charging every day, right? Your mental health needs the same kind of attention. So, how do we make this a reality? Here are some small wins to get you started. 1. Ditch the shoulds. Sunday FOMO is real, but remember, it's okay to say no to social gatherings or activities that drain your energy. Prioritize what brings you joy and peace. 2. Disconnect to reconnect. I know, we're always connected these days. But seriously, put down the phone, close those tabs, and give yourself a digital detox. Spend time with loved ones, engage in offline hobbies, or simply enjoy the silence. 3. Move your body. It doesn't have to be a grueling workout. A gentle yoga session, a leisurely bike ride, or even just some stretching can do wonders for your mood and energy levels. Remember, movement is medicine for both body and mind. 4. Nourish yourself. We all know eating healthy is important, but on Self-Care Sunday, pay extra attention to what you're putting into your body. Indulge in a delicious, wholesome meal, sip on some herbal tea, or treat yourself to a healthy dessert, because balance is key. 5. Practice gratitude. Take a few moments to reflect on the things you're grateful for. It could be anything from a beautiful sunset to a loving friend or family member. Gratitude has a powerful way of shifting your perspective and boosting your overall well-being. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You wake up Sunday morning, feeling refreshed and ready to tackle the day. Instead of scrolling through social media first thing, you grab a cup of coffee and head out for a walk in nature. The sun is shining, birds are singing, and you feel a sense of calm wash over you. Later, you whip up a delicious and healthy brunch, savoring each bite. You spend the afternoon reading a book you've been meaning to get to, completely lost in the story. As evening approaches, you connect with loved ones, sharing laughter and meaningful conversations. You end your day feeling content, relaxed, and ready for the week ahead. See? Self-care Sunday isn't just about pampering yourself, it's about investing in your overall well-being. Remember, taking care of your mental health is not a luxury, it's a necessity. So make self-care a priority, even if it's just for one day a week. It can make all the difference. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your favorite ways to practice self-care on Sunday? Share your tips and tricks in the comments below. And don't forget to subscribe to Daily Lift, small wins for motivation for more daily doses of inspiration and real talk. Until next time, keep lifting each other up.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.